Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, off we go. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load, and we're going to kick off the week as we do with one writer and podcaster who, he covers a broad spectrum. His name is Rob Morse. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You sound good, Bill.
I cleared my throat.
Awesome.
Yeah. One question. How come you guys don't do, like, I know you do video streaming, right? I know you do video streaming, but how come you, like, with your self-defense gun stories or something, why aren't you, like, maybe doing a reenactment of, never thought of that, did you? Okay.
That's because I'm not as video savvy as Bill Frady. I work with firearms instructors that are not professional. They're on the microphone with me for a half hour every couple of months.
Right.
So often I need to edit them.
Gotcha.
And wow, I don't know how I, that would be interesting. You want me to imitate John Correa a little bit? Ooh,
maybe not John Correa. I mean, maybe get some of your boys to reenact the, you know, John Correa is doing, like, he's got like webcam or closed circuit TV. He's got the actual event, which, you know, if you could get it, sure, why not? But
right. Now, in the Armed Citizen story that I cover for Ammo Land, where I take one of the stories that I cover on self-defense gun stories, often there's video, and, yeah, they'll post that. But, yeah, what I do and what John does is different.
Yep.
Because often what I try and do is say, what's best practice? Because as one of our instructor friends pointed out, yeah, that worked, but were they lucky or were they good? So, interesting. Thanks for the suggestion.
Yeah. By the way, I am going to take you up on that stuff you emailed me earlier today.
Oh, sure. Great.
That'll be in the third hour, so please don't cover that.
I won't. Speaking, how do you say, congratulations, Chicago. Wish you'd done better. Glad you didn't do worse. From Friday to Monday morning, we only had 3 people shot and killed, you know, one a day, murdered by drug gangs. Unfortunately, there were an additional 22 who were shot, wounded, and hospitalized. That brings the weekly total to 13 murdered and 40 shot and wounded. A fine total by the Chicago mayor, the Chicago City Council, and the Chicago District Attorney.
Sure.
Hard to lay that anywhere else, is it?
Yeah. Well, I mean, their normal is horrific.
Right.
Their normal is horrific. If it happens anywhere else, in any other little burg, well, in your town, in Louisiana, and I know Louisiana a little bit. It's sort of Louisiana has sort of a rough edge to it if you look close enough at it. But if this kind of stuff were happening in Louisiana, that would be, I mean.
We'd be stacked 40 deep in front of the sheriff's office.
Sure.
Yep. Okay, let's see if people should get in the streets for this next story. A Florida senator, the same guy who killed constitutional carry, now he wants to control concealed carry permits because he's running for the Florida Agricultural Commissioner. His name's William Simpson, Wilton Simpson, from the Rhino Party. He calls himself a Republican. Unfortunately, he's collected $12 million for his campaign. much of it from a few rich Republicans. They don't want the little people to be armed, and I suspect some of it from Bloomberg, too.
Well, that would be interesting if he took Bloomberg money.
Did last year.
Did he? Okay, well, then it's already interesting.
Already interesting. Now, I think it was only like $40,000, $50,000 that he took, and he spread it around the guys who he wanted to vote with him. But $12 million? Ooh, that's some cash.
Yeah. Well, that's the new thing. The only problem is that I think people are going to start paying more attention to who's donating what to where off of the last one. I mean, they had Mike Pence's former chief of staff on Meet the Press?
One of the new shows, yeah.
Well, it's not a new show. It's a new way of looking at it because the old guy died. And according to him, even Mike Pence, who is sort of a milquetoast when it comes to, you know, if you say, well, he's a firebrand, well, he's a milquetoast. He has a lot of apprehension about the up and up part of the 2020 election. Too many discrepancies happening in there. Too many things where the election commissions were overturning the state legislature saying, no, we're going to do this, which that's not the way that's supposed to work. And in the places where it made them, you know, like when I went to bed, it was, you know, Trump reelected. When I got up, Trump lost.
Did you see where D'Souza has, what was it, hours and hours of security camera video that showed these runners dropping off ballots in the middle of the night and photographing themselves as they drop the stack in the ballot box, and they connect them with cell phone location data.
Sure.
And they go,
I believe
this,
that.
This guy's dressed the same, looks the same. Oh, look, he's carrying the same cell phone. Yep. Yeah. Also in the gun world, to get back, NRA revenues dropped in half over the last 2 years. And I think for good and very obvious reasons, the NRA spends more, and by some reports, 10 times more on Wayne LaPierre's legal bills than their combined spending on the things we think of them as doing. Things like education, training, competitive shooting, law enforcement, community engagement, NRA ranged, NRA museum, school security. That's less than 10% of what they're paying for Wayne's legal bills. Many of us have simply said, you know, just stop calling me till Wayne is gone. Then, sure. And it looks like we're having an effect.
Yeah. Wayne LaPierre could solve a lot of their problems, not all of them, by resigning.
Yes.
And the guys that are out there that are enabling him, that, you know, that aren't fully in lockstep with him, like he's the Fuhrer, you guys are not doing anybody any favors. Especially not the NRA membership. So, I mean, yes, it's quite obvious there needs to be a change put in place if you get around to doing it.
You and I know a number of former board members.
Yep.
And they basically got on the board. They wanted to change things. They looked around and said, wow, I'm putting my family, my company, my personal reputation at risk by being associated with an organization that's this corrupt and mismanaged. And they got off the board. They still care passionately about the mission, but they can't be afford to be tied up with that. Wow.
No, not at all. Coming up on the first break, how do they find you and what they do and what you do?
Each week I co-host the Polite Society podcast and I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. From there, my writing's picked up at Amaland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column.
Good enough for me. I like it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Using the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hey, Jimmy, turn off the video games. Let's go play some ball.
I'm in the middle of my game. Can't we go later?
Come on, it'll be fun. It will be there when you get back.
Okay, but there's no way you're going to win.
Why don't you grab some water and granola bars, and then we'll see about that.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
I represent low-cost airlines, and we know a lot of you are not traveling right now, and we understand. However, if you do need to travel between now and the end of the year, now is a great time to lock in some of the lowest prices we've seen in a lifetime. Hey, in normal times, we can save you up to 75%, but now airlines are practically giving away seats. We have inside deals on over 500 airlines. Here are a few sample round-trip deals we found. Seattle to Vegas, $35. Chicago to Atlanta, $85. Los Angeles to Atlanta, $100. Of course, there are some limitations, but the airlines want your business right now. And cancellation and change fees are flexible. So fly somewhere this year, book now, save a ton, call right now.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
From the, excuse me, that was horrible. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. We are talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Where would you like to go now, sir?
I want to go to San Jose. Did you cover, everybody's mentioned the insurance that the San Jose, California City Council talked about?
Yes, sir.
Well, there was an extra little twist thrown on it Friday. The Democrat mayor of San Jose said he'll confiscate guns, obviously from gun owners, if they don't pay his gun violence tax, and if they don't buy his mandated liability insurance that gun owners are required to buy. The obvious problem is that the mandated insurance doesn't exist. It's also extremely unlikely to exist because insurance companies can't cover deliberate illegal acts. Does that make sense? Have you talked about
does,
that?
Yeah.
I'd like to. Okay. Let me break it down. Look, we can insure your car as you drive. Not a problem. We can insure your company car as your employee drives the car. Still no problem. We can't insure your company car as your employee takes it, robs a bank, and then gets pushed into the curb by the police. That wasn't an accident. He was doing something that's deliberately illegal. Insurance companies are not allowed to insure that. So to sit here and go, you're liable if a criminal takes your gun and shoots an innocent guy, you go, can't do it. You can call it a tax, but it's not insurance, and insurance companies will not do it. You'd literally have to rewrite insurance laws from coast to coast to do this. They can tie it up in court, but it's not going to happen the way they describe.
Well, the thing that I've asked that question, who writes gun ownership liability insurance? And
I can get insurance to defend you if you defended yourself and it will pay your legal bills. Great.
Right. Right. That's not, he wants everybody to have the insurance just for owning guns. Right.
He wants to have liability insurance that covers what the gun does if it was used illegally by a third party. There's no question that you can get insurance to cover legal actions, but by definition, that's not what this is about. Someone doesn't steal your gun and then use it in a legal way that is causing society bills. French fried ice cube. Doesn't occur.
Right. So I guess the problem becomes, this is like with Chicago, and I've made this comparison with somebody else. With Chicago, you know, they wanted people, when they were forced to have to issue permits.
Right.
Then they said you have to have X amount of school time and training, and you have to have it near where you live. But for the people that lived in downtown Chicago, there were none of those things there. They were not allowed to be there.
Right.
So that ended up in court, and you know, they pointed out, in order for people to be able to practice their Second Amendment, they have to be able to do what they have to do to get involved in that, and that includes buying guns and getting classes.
And they have to leave the city to do it.
Right. But they did get slapped around a little bit with that. So to that end, that's what that reminds me of, because they're saying you gotta do something that doesn't exist.
Right. And what particularly bothers me, that's a great example, Bill. What bothers me about the way that case turned out, I thought the judges were monstrously naive. They said, hey, you can't make it illegal to have a gun store. So the city council said, all right, here's 0.5% of the land that's, you know, 500 feet from every possible thing, you could put a gun store there. Well, actually, you physically can't, even though those locations exist. Just like there are 5 shooting ranges in New York, the city council's basically made it illegal to put in a new one. A guy's tried. He goes, no, they'll never give me a permit. So the power to tax and regulate is the power to destroy a human right.
Yep. And that's the way they're using it.
Yep.
That's the way they're using it. While they're out there talking about, especially, what's that guy's name, Ricardo? While he's out there talking about what it costs, what gun violence costs the state, and what gun violence, that's none of his business. In his little fife there, he has to only base it upon the information there.
Right.
And But that's typical gun grabbers. They want everybody to work under one size T-shirt. One size fits all.
Well, I think they're also blind to the enormous benefits, the virtue of an armed society. We stop crime. We prevent violence. We stop rape, robbery, assault, murder. So for each self-defense example that occurs in San Jose, are they going to pay that individual what would it be, Bill? A premium, a reward because he stopped a criminal?
I don't know. What are they going to do about the crime, though? What are they going to do about the crime shootings?
Well, they're saying I, as a gun owner, have to pay when a criminal misbehaves. I'm saying, okay, when I stop a criminal from misbehaving, will you pay me? I just eliminated your need to pay. I stopped a crime. Maybe I even stopped a criminal.
Yeah, but see, the problem is that this is not about public safety, and it's not about
right.
it's not for the betterment of the community. It's about being in charge. It's about regulating lawful activity, and
it's about controlling who in San Jose gets guns and gets permits. It's about getting campaign contributions from Bloomberg. And, wow, he's got 24/7 security, whereas my family has to be standing there with a baseball bat.
Yep. So that's what that's about. That's all that's about.
Yeah. Right. Well, but too much of the media, thank goodness for Lock and Load Radio, too much of the media goes, yeah, make those gun owners pay. I'm going, are you guys, well, anyway, who knows? Who knows? Some of the news correspondents are extremely young for their age.
Indeed. Indeed, they are. We're coming up on the next break. Tell everybody how to find you again, please, sir.
Each week, I co-host the Polite Society podcast, and then I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com, 1,900 articles to choose from. My writing is picked up at Ammoland Shooting Sports News, where I write the weekly Armed Citizen column.
We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
No such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Excess Sights makes the brightest, fastest night sights in any light. Are you truly prepared for a high-stress self-defense situation at any time, day or night? Improve your self-defense capabilities with Excess's Tritium Night Sights. From big dots to three dots, Excess has options that deliver bright and easy-to-see sights in low light, bright light, or at the range. Use promo code LNL21 for 10% off your purchase. Get on target faster in any light with Excess Sights.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Gas prices are higher than they've been in more than 3 months. AAA reporting the national average price for regular is up to $3.44 a gallon, 2 cents higher than on Friday, which was the highest since early October. United States and EU officials are meeting at the State Department on Monday to discuss ensuring stable and affordable energy supplies. U.S. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken notes the timely need to ensure Ukraine's energy access as Russia threatens an invasion.
These efforts are aimed at shoring up energy supply throughout Europe, including Ukraine, whose energy security is particularly threatened by Russian aggression.
Blinken also stating that Ukraine's grid is now ready, and we're hopeful it will soon be able to connect to Europe's grid. President Biden welcoming the new German chancellor to the White House on Monday. You're listening to USA Radio News. New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy is set to end the mask mandate in schools. Murphy telling the New York Times the mask requirement will end the second week of March. The coronavirus winter surge has been rapidly declining in New Jersey. Former FDA Commissioner Dr. Scott Gottlieb is applauding the move on CNBC.
Well, look, I think it's prudent that governors think about what the off switch looks like as well as what the on switch looks like when it comes to this mitigation. We can't just implement these kinds of provisions and not have a very clear metric for when we're going to lift them. And that metric's approaching in a lot of states. If you look at states like New York, New Jersey, Connecticut, they're down to about 35 to 40 cases per 100,000 people per day.
Truckers in Alaska are rallying in protest of Canada's COVID-19 vaccine mandate for border crossers. More than 100 truckers rallying on Sunday in Anchorage for a demonstration they called the Alaska Freedom Convoy. The protest was organized by an Anchorage assembly member. USA Radio News.
February is Heart Month. Every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are talking with Rob Morse, writer and podcaster, and other things, of course, that he does. And student, scuba diver. That has nothing to do with it.
I think it's going to have to. It's been a couple months, Bill. I got to take that up again. Has anybody covered the New Mexico mandatory actor training bill this week?
I saw that. I saw that. I guess, and I know what that's in response to, but please,
sure.
fill in right. The details, please.
Right. This was I think the actual legislator is a rancher, you know, so he's used to firearms around the ranch. Republican, by the way. New Mexico is controlled by Democrats. But he proposed a bill, and because it's targeted on Alec Baldwin, a lot of people who I would think of as being pro-freedom are actually cheering it on. It requires that actors and key staff on a film take the state's hunter safety class. If they don't, then the production doesn't get the film offset, which is like 23% of production costs. So that's a big deal. Now here's the problem I have with it. That safety class isn't exactly what the actors need, and they may not be exactly who needs the training. You have to take the class even if you have your carry permit, for instance. Even if you have a hunter safety card from another state, because remember, this is in New Mexico only. So right. Lots of the actors are from out of state.
Right.
And even if you're an NRA instructor in that state, no, it's only this trip. So it wasn't very flexible. What I found interesting, and I was talking to a guy who does indie films in New Mexico, and he said the Screen Actors Guild already has a program of best practice on how to treat firearms on a set. And the producers of Rust ignored it a lot. Now the producers of the film and their insurance company are going to pay a lot. What he reminded me, and I think the guy is absolutely right. I think he's a director of photography for indie films. I don't think that the usual self-defense insurance would cover this because it was an intentional and negligent act.
Well, here's the thing with this proposal, and I think it's a good idea. Okay, so the Screen Actors Guild already has a best practices. That's great. How many people from the Screen Actors Guild fled this production because they were not following those best practices? Because quite a few actually did.
A bunch did, exactly.
Yeah. So for them to, I mean, strictly from a liability standpoint, I think it'd be a good idea for them to have their own things in place because this is the shape of things to come. Hollywood is leaving Hollywood.
Yes.
It's very expensive. Right. It's very expensive to do stuff there. I mean, you left California. I bet it was cheaper then, and it was probably really expensive then. So,
right.
a lot of people are leaving, and a lot of industry is leaving Hollywood. And so that's – it doesn't surprise me. But I also think for these places where they're trying to beckon to them, like Austin, right? Austin, Texas.
Mm-hmm.
Austin, Texas is trying to be the Silicon Valley of the prairie. And the entertainment capital of the prairie, and right now they're having to boil water. They put it out that they need to boil water for that they don't have potable water at the moment, and that's what happens with these little municipalities where they get in there and start saying, well, we want this and we're trying to attract that, and when they do, they don't have the infrastructure. New Mexico obviously does not have the infrastructure. They want the tax dollars. They want the money coming in, and they just forgot a few things. They didn't dot the I's. They didn't cross the T's.
In the case of Austin, Texas recently, it's because of a freeze. Sustained freezing weather is unusual in Austin. Lots of small residences had their pipes break. They couldn't maintain oil pressure. Boy, am I a gearhead. They couldn't maintain water pressure. And therefore, they said, is there any chance that there could have somewhere been a backflow and the water was contaminated? It's theoretically possible, so they just said, boil it. You want the humidity in the air anyway. Go for it.
So, I mean, obviously they got caught short. So, with New Mexico, they still want people to come and film. And this...
Right.
This little incident, this little thing that old Alec put together, hurts those chances of that happening.
Right.
Because that would be the place to go to film a Western. If you're going to film a Western, I can only imagine New Mexico would be the place to go. They've already got the towns and the fake towns and all the other stuff in place. And in the interim, now they've got this noose hanging around over their neck that they've got to get rid of.
What often happens is insurance companies will say, hey, you're doing unusual things on a film set. You need to put safety measures in place. Look, I work in a highly industrial area. There are companies that do nothing but describe to each employee, hi, if you're more than two steps off the ground, you're wearing a harness or you're in a cage like this, because a lot of places you fall, you die. Everywhere from in a large industrial plant to offshore. And that is typically how this is handled. Hey, show me you're insured for industrial liability on a film set.
Right.
And then the insurance company goes, hey, I'm not going to cover any of this because you didn't do what you said you were going to do. And more to the point, all the investors would go, you do that, or I'm pulling my money out tomorrow.
Indeed.
Oh, we got time.
You got a minute and a half.
Senator Joe Biden blamed gun owners. Of course, he needed somebody to blame for the failure of Democrat policies that led to the huge surge in violent crime. Now, he was addressing his New York audience. Crime has really surged there. And I'm thinking of policies like defunding the police, $0 bail, no prosecution for violent crimes. Amazing how when you turn criminals back on the street after you catch them robbing a bank, you get more bank robberies. Some of the media fell for it. Some of the media didn't, and some politicians didn't. Congresswoman Elise Stefanik told Biden that the Democrats have themselves to blame. Now, when I say it, it's an opinion. When a congressman says it, it's news. She noted that there are 10 million new gun owners in the last 2 years, and that these gun owners are not the people committing these violent crimes. Criminals that they dump back on the street are. Meanwhile, the Manhattan District Attorney said, no, I'm not going to seek prison terms for violent criminals unless they use a gun. 85% of violent crimes don't involve the use of a firearm.
That's right.
So they're not going to be prosecuted.
That's right. But, see, and that's the thing. They look at crime the same way they do the population. They try to label it all and try to have ID crime. So I guess they're saying unarmed crime is okay. That's a higher ground. Or no gun crime is okay. That's a higher ground. A knife, a brick, whatever. We're coming up on the next break. Tell people how to find you.
Each week I co-host the Polite Society podcast, and I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The writing's picked up at Ammoland, where I write the weekly Armed Citizens column. And once a week, if I behave and I've been good, and it doesn't freeze, hurricane, whatever, then I get to hang out with Bill and the Ninjas.
Yes, you'll notice that there's never been a time when I said Morse was bad. That's why he's not here today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days, you still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. And we are speaking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse.
We have plenty to cover. We're never going to get to it all. Oh, well. This is interesting to watch the liberal media spin. Look, anti-gun politicians and anti-gun media right with them often scoff at the notion that armed civilians can stop a military force. They don't mention the word Afghanistan. They ignore Vietnam. There are other examples. Today we're watching millions of citizens in the Ukraine arm themselves as they prepare to be invaded by Russia. Okay, think of a bunch of military vets. Lots of those in Ukraine, lots of those rednecks, soccer moms, except now add not just small arms, but mortars, mines, and IEDs.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Vladimir, if you think the water's shallow, baby, just wade right in on that bear. The population of Ukraine is over 40 million, way bigger than Afghanistan or California. Now, I bet there are a lot of special forces soldiers from around the world in Ukraine right now. I'm sure some are working for Russia, and some are working for Ukraine and for lots of other countries who would like to stick their finger in Vladimir's eye.
Well, the surprising part is, you know, they were in Afghanistan. And
they've been there.
Russia was there, where the USSR was, which was basically Russia and the satellites in tow. And they paid a huge price for being in Afghanistan. Why we went into Afghanistan after the Soviets did it, I couldn't tell you to this day. Especially after we armed them with all those Stingers. That was brilliance, just sheer brilliance.
Well, I think part of the reason was Osama bin Laden was hiding in the badlands of Afghanistan up against the Pakistani border.
He might have been, but we got him.
There were, in hindsight, different ways we would have taken care of that. Right.
Well, we never released the troops. Going into Afghanistan is a special operations operation. And you got to go into Afghanistan, and you got to take their will to fight from them. That means you got to figure out what's in their head, and then you got to exploit that against them. The Mujahideen, they take, which is what they refer to themselves as, not as Taliban or anything, Mujahideen. They take the rights of death. They go out into the battlefield, think of their dead men already. So you got to be able to figure out how to get in their head and take that away from them. And therein lies the rub, and the special forces knew what to do, and they were not allowed to do it. So
right.
until we get to that point to where we're going to allow the armed forces to go in there and do what they're supposed to do, we shouldn't go anywhere else.
Right. Good point.
We should not go and play nation builder again.
Right.
We should not do it. It's not worth what we spend. It's not worth one life.
Who's the special forces guy with one eye from Texas?
Crenshaw.
Dan Crenshaw.
Yeah.
Said, I lost an eye there. On the other hand, I helped keep the terrorists out of the United States for 20 years.
Right.
You know, maybe that was worth an eye.
When we pulled out, though, we gave everything to them. We left everything there.
Yep.
We have never left everything there. Normally, we would blow it up, throw it in the ocean, something. We didn't even do that.
That's Joe Biden.
Yeah.
Put that on Joe Biden's lap.
I mean, if I was an Afghanistan veteran looking down at a titanium shin going to a titanium foot, I would be very upset about it. If I was one that was intact physically and I still had to go see my psychologist for my PTSD, I'd be very upset about this. And they should be, because in that we didn't win it. We didn't finish it.
Bill, do you remember the meme that says, a nation will fall when men such as these will not defend men such as those?
Yes.
And they're going, you know, if our military ever looks at our politicians and says, never mind, I'm staying home, I'll defend my family, but you guys aren't worth it, then the U.S. is going to be in a world of hurt, and we are playing with fire.
Yeah.
Speaking of, the constitutional carry bill moved out of Alabama Senate committee and into the full Senate. Now, that sounds great. Watch the next move. The State Sheriff's Association killed the constitutional carry bill in the Alabama House last year. So that the Senate was easy. It's the House where the moves are going to be made. Also in the law enforcement news, a sheriff's deputy from Clark County, Washington, by the way, that's just north of Vancouver, which is in Washington, across the river from Portland, Oregon. They shot and killed an off-duty police officer. The deputies were chasing a suspect. He crashes a car, runs through a neighborhood, bangs on somebody's door, tries to get in. The deputy has a gun and is trying to restrain the fugitive. The fugitive escapes, and the deputy stands up with his gun. He's shot by one of the sheriff's deputies. I have to remind people that the guys with a badge shoot the wrong person 5 times more often than people who have their concealed carry permits.
Yep.
The reason is clear. We know who the bad guys are. The guys in blue show up. They do not have the playbook that we have. Hey, that looks like my brother-in-law. That tells me whether I should or shouldn't shoot him. They just go, another guy with a gun running across the yard, and I see a guy with a knife. Which one do I shoot? Yeah, tough job.
Yeah, I saw that. No-knock warrant should be... They should be done away with.
Yep, I agree.
Do we know what this warrant was that was served on this guy, that he wasn't the guy? Was it even the right house?
That's a different story. I do not know, and I'm trying even to remember where that happened. Yeah, I saw that, but wow. Yeah. If we're going to make fun of the law, the Justice Department, 13 Democrat Attorney General filed an amicus brief in support of the Mexican government's lawsuit against dozens of U.S. gun manufacturers. Go ahead.
That should be against the DOJ, because that was Eric Holder's baby. That was
Eric Holder, right.
Obama's baby. That was Hillary Clinton's lady.
Massachusetts AG Maura Healey. And it states that, no, this lawsuit is just fine. It's not precluded by the Lawful Commerce and Arms Act, and it and then the rest of the brief argues against the constitutionality of the PLCAA. So I smell Mr. Bloomberg and his attorneys all over this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is what the Democrats do. I mean, I don't think anybody expects anybody to remember how this began. Because the Justice Department and the State Department did not call the Mexican Judiciary Department and say, we are allowing guns to go in to see where these conduits are in order to track these guns. Because, one, that would have been a lie. They weren't tracking anything.
Right.
What they wanted was they wanted more crime guns to come back across the border, kill more Americans so they could capture them there. More dead Americans means more gun control. I'm going to have to write that article. I guess I'm going to have to.
And if you whistle up David, he'll tell you where all the footnotes are.
Yeah.
Our colleague David Kodria. What was insightful is that Attorney General Eric Holder was corrupt then. He's corrupt now. Now he's involved in voter fraud on a massive scale. The man was a political hack in the Justice Department.
Yeah, we've run out of time. This is getting good. Well, we'll pick it up next week. No, don't worry. We'll pick it up at Political Hack, Eric Holder. Thank you for joining me. Coming up next.
Thank you, Bill.
Dan Zimmerman from the truthaboutguns.com. This is Lock and Load. In the 21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At ZNA Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, ZNA Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. ZNA Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
For 25 years, Arrow Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.